And a meeting with another group of independents today, Paul, in the slow progress towards government formation.
Tortuous, I think, would be the word to use at this stage. Yes, regional independent TDs under the convener, Dennis Nocton, are going to be meeting Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan about, you know, it's described as an update rather than negotiation. And we got some insight into it yesterday when members of the independent group went to meet the three leaders. And it was absolutely clear that they were getting far less from the meeting than they'd expected. In essence, they were being told, submit any ideas you have, and we will, you know, consider them in the context of a programme for government. And then when we're giving out the plan, we'll give you a copy of it. So it seemed very clear that the independent TDs were being told, you're outside. You can support the government from outside and we'll give you some clearance on constituency issues, but not much more than that. And so the atmosphere at the end of that meeting wasn't particularly good, Áine.
All right. Well, let's find out more about that now, Paul, from one of the TDs that was there, independent TD Michael Fitzmaurice. Good afternoon to you.
How are you, Áine? You well?
I'm well, more to the point, how are you after that meeting last night? What was your impression?
Well, first of all, we're told it was an update. It was made clear that they intend to try and have a programme for government together. The word shortly was used, or by the weekend or next week. I wouldn't be so sure of that. Second of all, it was made clear to us that when the three leaders signed off on it, they would be putting it to their party members for a vote. I asked the question, where does independence or what are we actually doing here? And they said that at the same time they would be giving it to our group to assess, or they would make a person available to go through it with us because you would have a lot of questions on it. They also said that the documents that we would have given to the different parties, both the three parties, over the last 6 or 8 weeks, that they would be incorporating as much as possible was the words. Didn't say what or what was or wasn't in it. And after that, as Paul has pointed out, you would be, it's like Buck Fizz's song, make your mind up and take it or leave it. Nearly after that, it looks as if it will be, when I asked the question, would we get the chance to be negotiating, they said that the three parties was large enough to be negotiating. Obviously, it may be difficult, and that they would see difficulty in bringing in any more in any negotiation for a programme for government. So, to put it very bluntly, whatever comes out in the programme for government, whatever parts are in, but after that, I think to say it very clear to you, that independents will not be having any negotiation in the line of the programme for government after that, from what I understood yesterday.
So basically they'd be interested in accepting your votes, there'd maybe be some local deals, but there wouldn't be a seat at the table and there wouldn't be an inside track on policy, yeah?
Well, what they did say is that you have access to ministers. Look, you have access to ministers, Áine. As you know, and as everybody knows in the political circles, that on the corridors of power, that's where you generally do, you meet your ministers and you can talk to them whether you're in opposition or in government. But, you know, we made it very clear that the document we'd done was both regional and it was both national. My attitude would be there's no point in having a school built somewhere if you're having the children to go into it and the work that they can have down the road for the sake of, you know, just supporting the government. I think that it will be interesting. Now, definitely we will look at the programme for government when it comes out in the, whenever it does, in the next week or few days.
But as you said, you're not expecting it any day soon, and certainly the thing has been very, very slow up to now. What's your, I mean, you're experienced enough around Leinster House and you've been through the whole business of government formation talks before, Michael Fitzmaurice. What's your impression of these three parties and their determination to get a deal done? Are they going to get it over the line? Who's serious or not?
I presume that they're making the efforts to do it. I do think that there may be, they have taken the low-hanging fruits to do agreements up to now. I think there is more difficult decisions to be made in the coming days on the, what I would call the harder topics, be it agriculture, be it finance, because, you know, with COVID and the debt, what we'd have to borrow and all that, there's difficulties there. Let no one think that you'll be going around handing out the lotto to anybody. And I think there's a lot of bridges to cross yet before we will have a programme for government together is what I think.
All right, Michael, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Michael Fitzmaurice, the Independent TD there in Leinster House.